I'm Marilyn McCarney. Betsy Payett and I are interviewing personnel who were or are instrumental in developing Renfrew Museum and Park. Today is July 21st, 1992, and we are interviewing Lloyd Hamburger, who is currently the borough manager.
Mr. Hamburger, if a colleague were to ask you, what is this Renfrew thing in terms of your duties and responsibilities, how would you respond to that question?
Well, the borough manager is the chief administrative officer for all operations of the borough. So basically, you could say that my duties are just to act as chief administrative officer and make sure that all of the duties and responsibilities of the personnel at Renfrew are carried out. Also, I am the liaison, council's liaison between the borough council and the Renfrew Museum staff board. It's my basic responsibility to make sure that the requirements of the council are carried out, and that the rules and regulations of the borough are executed in accordance with council's wishes. And I try to satisfy both the Renfrew board and council, as well as the numerous and sundry laws and regulations that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania impose upon us.
As an organizational standpoint, has it been difficult to carry out these responsibilities in any way?
Well, Renfrew is a special case because it is what is typically a non-governmental function. Most governments are basically interested in health, safety, and welfare, and Renfrew, of course, is a cultural site, and that is not typically a natural function of a local government. So sometimes you do run into problems trying to graft a non-traditional activity on a government, but no, I think all in all things are going very well, and Renfrew has grown and is doing quite well with its affiliation with the borough.
Okay, thank you. Can you maybe give us an example of something that illustrates what you've just said, the relationship between Renfrew and the borough? Has there been any recent activity or anything that has involved both the borough and Renfrew?
Well, when you say the borough and Renfrew, really basically the same. Renfrew
right.
is the borough, and the borough is Renfrew. For example, we just had a climate control system put on out there. If Renfrew would be an independent organization, they would simply just pick who they wanted to do the work. But under the rules and regulations of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we had to develop specifications, we had to bid it, we had to jump through all these hoops. It just takes time and makes things much more difficult.
Have you suggested any organizational changes in the structure? Have they been adapted, if you suggested anything?
No, we've basically been going along with the way we've always been going along. There's really not many structural changes as far as Renfrew and the borough that can be done, because we're all governed by the same laws and rules and regulations.
My husband was at Penn State, and he always said that when there was a gift to the campus, there always was involved a headache. Would you say that the gift of Renfrew also involved perhaps a headache in its maintenance and doing it?
No, I would never refer to Renfrew as a headache. All of our activities, be it sewer, water, police, fire, parks, all have their particular difficulties. Golf course, swimming pool, etc. Renfrew, again, being a non-traditional governmental activity, you have to approach it in a different way, but I would say Renfrew, if nothing, has been a pleasure.
Good.
It just creates a lot more work for me sometimes, but we have a good staff down there, we have a very good board, and I then we don't have to worry about what's going on down there. It's an excellent resource for the community, and they may think I'm sometimes a pain in the neck, but I just try to make sure that everything is done in accordance to Hoyle so that we don't have to stand before some bunch of auditors and try to explain why we did something one way. Well, back in 1980, when I first came here, when I was sitting through the first sets of interviews, I had come from a small township, and before that I'd worked for a rather large township. As a matter of fact, the population where I came from was much larger than in Waynesboro. And during the interviews, they said, well, you had an experience with a municipal swimming pool. Said, no, not really. We had a regional swimming pool that was privately owned. Well, how about a golf course? My eyes started to get bigger, and they said, of course, we have our own city library, and we have our own city museum. And they explained to me about the functions of Renfrew and so on, and that is what really made me want to come to Waynesboro, because not many communities have all of the things, water, sewer, their own pig fire department, and a facility such as Renfrew. I said, I got to get involved in this. And since I've been here, I've always viewed Renfrew as an excellent resource for the community. It's something that most communities don't have. It's unique in its own right, and I always enjoy going to the meetings. I enjoy getting involved. I really can't get involved as much as I like because of time constraints, as well as the fact that I can't spend too much time in any one department for obvious reasons. And I think that any community that could have something such as Renfrew and doesn't grab it is completely out of its mind. End of. All right. As far as the workings of the Renfrew Board vis-a-vis the Borough Council, on a strict organizational matter, the Renfrew Board is an advisory board. Their job is to recommend policy to council. The Renfrew Board, along with James Smith and Ed Miller and Shirley, will prepare a budget, submit it to council. Council, however, does generally grant relatively wide latitude to the Renfrew Board on the everyday operation. Council does not like to micromanage every department it has. We have good people on the board, but when there's something that comes up at a board meeting that I think perhaps could be a potential problem, potential liability, or a change in policy that the council has articulated, then it should go before council. Any major event should go before council. Any changes in spending should go before council. The Renfrew Board, for example, cannot bid an item on its own. That all has to go through council. But generally, on the day-to-day operation, council is not going to tell them who to rent the pavilion to, or you know, when to cut the grass, or when to paint the barn. All of that stuff is done and worked out with the staff and approved by council at budget time. So it's as much an art as it is a science when it comes to managing something like Renfrew. I do like any major activities that's going on to come through council, so the council at least knows what's going on. And there's been very little friction, very, very little friction between the two boards and the individuals involved on the boards and council. I think it's an excellent relationship, and I'm sure it will continue. Well, overall, I think Renfrew is doing an excellent job. I'm proud to have them as part of the borough, and I'm proud to be affiliated with them, although I do not necessarily get involved in the programming and day-to-day operations. But Renfrew is always a neat and clean organization. They seem to put on excellent programs. Most of the difficulties that we had early on with complaints and so on from the public totally disappeared in the last 5 or 6 years. So So, you know, it's just going well, and we just have to get the monetary ends tightened up. So we've been running a deficit the last couple of years, and we have to figure out where to get the money from. But other than that, that's the only problem I see in Renfrew, this long-term financial situation. But all, it seems like the long-term financial situation of all government programs are a little tight right now. But overall, it's well-maintained, it's well-organized, good programs. And my boy likes to go down and play in the stream all the time. He has fun when he goes down.